Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard. Well, good evening. Welcome to Have You Heard. I'm your host, Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And we're bringing you some great jazz tonight. What do you think about that, Matthew?
I like it.
Yeah. And I don't want to be too nebulous, but tonight we're going to be celebrating with all of you. I'm positive that all of you, all of our listeners are dedicated to the Indianapolis jazz scene. And the Indianapolis jazz scene would not be what it is today if it weren't for the Jazz Kitchen up there at 54th and College.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And this weekend, the Jazz Kitchen will be celebrating 25 years bringing local, regional, and national jazz right to your doorstep. 25 years of that, which is pretty amazing. Now, a disclaimer, the Jazz Kitchen does support WICR, but they are not a financial supporter of our show. But if you would like to be a financial supporter of our show and help us reach the 25-year mark, you can go to haveyouheardjazz.com and find out how you can get more involved with this top-notch operation right here on WICR.
It is pretty top-notch, and it's one of the longest jazz radio shows on WICR.
That's
and
true.
Probably in the city of Indianapolis as well, I think, right?
Well, it's getting up there with, Ralph Adams was on for years and years. Now he's moved into the, we're terrestrial radio, and he's out in the space somewhere. And so, of course, our good pal who has since passed away, Chuck Workman, was on the air for, I think he was on, had a jazz radio show probably before there was jazz. Or radio. I'm not sure. I mean, he was such a figure in this community. And so we miss him greatly, but we try to carry on the torch, bringing you great music and telling you about wonderful things that are going on. Of course, there's always great stuff going on at the Jazz Kitchen. TheJazzKitchen.com is where you can find more information about that. But on Saturday, this Saturday, the 30th of March, the Jazz Kitchen will be hosting a big band that they do every single year because this band played the opening night. The Jazz Kitchen owner is a man by the name of David Ali. It just so happens that his dad, Steve Alley, has a big band, and that big band plays there every year for the anniversary. Some anniversaries have been, not so big deal. 17? Okay. Well, it's great. You've been in business 17 years, but what is that? Like, I don't know what even gift you give on a 17th anniversary. Is it chalk? It might be chalk. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You want me to look it up?
Yeah, it's a traditional and contemporary gifts.
17th.
But not only that.
This is what happens when we lose our intern.
That's
and we
right.
We have to do this all ourselves.
Well, it is spring break for many people, including our intern, apparently. But so this is 25 years, and I think that's silver, isn't it?
Well, I just looked up the 17th. And
okay.
Now you want to look up 25?
Yeah.
Come on.
So I'm not asking anybody to come to the Jazz Kitchen Saturday night and throw silver coins at the band, but you can, I guess. I don't know.
You know, the 17th is furniture. That would.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad people didn't show up 8 years ago and throw an end table at the trombone section. You know, you guys are great. And there's an end table launching at us. Well, so I thought maybe it'd be apropos for us to play an album, or parts of the album, not the whole thing, that is the Steve Alley Big band. Steve Ali, Chuck Carter, and John Von Olin had a band for many, many years. And mm-hmm. that band still lives on in many ways. John Von Olin led the Blue Wisp band in Cincinnati for decades. And Steve Ali is still fronting his big band. And so
lost John Von Olin last year, right? Last year.
Yes. Yeah. A big loss to the regional jazz community. And so, you know, a lot of these tunes that are on this album, the album is called Downtown Blues. It was recorded live in 1977 in Bloomington, Indiana. And a lot of these charts are still in the book, and they're just as fresh today as they were 40 years ago. And so let's just play a couple things. How about that? I want to play the title track of this spectacular album, followed by Big George. And they're both beautiful tunes. This band had a very unique sound. It had piano, guitar, vibraphone, organ. So there was like lots of different instrumentation in the rhythm section, which you would think, there'd be too many things doubled, stacked. But the way Steve wrote, the way John Von Olin and Chuck Carter wrote, it was their own language, and they were able to really have their own voice. And this is a very unique sound, and you're going to hear this unique sound at the Jazz Kitchen Saturday night for the 25th anniversary of the Jazz Kitchen. It's a pretty exciting time. So here it is from the album Downtown Blues. This is Downtown Blues and Big George. Thank you. Downtown Blues and Big George and the Steve Ali, John Von Olin, Chuck Carter Big Band. And hey, you're listening to WICR, Have You Heard? Right here. And did you know that WICR is currently conducting its Spring Listener Fun Drive? This is your chance to show your appreciation for this program and other unique programs on WICR by pledging on our website at WICROnline.org. When you pledge at various levels, we'll send you gifts such as CDs, cultural event tickets, or HD radios. The WICR Spring Listener Fund Drive is this week only, so don't wait. Public radio stations like WICR depend on funding from listeners like you. Make your pledge online at WICROnline.org. That's WICROnline.org. Thanks for your support of 88.7. WICR. And Matthew, we've been on the air for many, many years, and
we
always appreciate the support and the great comments and everything. I know Saturday night at the Jazz Kitchen, I'm going to see a lot of people out that listen to our show, and they're going to, people are very receptive to our show. When we get something wrong, they politely tell us that was wrong. And then, I fake cry a little bit, and then they say, oh, no, it wasn't a big deal. I just noticed that, one of our dear listeners called me out on a really big mistake I made, not just once, but the entire show where we were playing Balkan music, and I kept saying Baltic. So, yeah, that's where playing Monopoly so much in my youth messed me up, because I always ended up owning Baltic Avenue, but you don't. There was no Balkan.
Pretty spe- You had some pretty spectacular hotels on that Baltic, though,
I sure
I'm
did.
sure.
And I've had some pretty spectacular mistakes on this show, but also I think it balances out by playing some great music and talking about the artists. And one thing that we do hear a lot is that I love it when I listen to your show because you talk about the players and you say what we just listened to or what we're about to listen to. And I think that's pretty true. So this album, Downtown Blues, the Steve Ali, Chuck Carter, John Von Olin, big bands. It has a lot of famous people. Well, famous in my world, at least. And I look at the trumpet section in this band. It has Al Kiger, Larry Wiseman, Rick Savage, and David Herndon on it. Al Kiger was played with George Russell and David Baker. Larry Wiseman, one of my favorite people and trumpet players and musicians of all time. The trombone section is great. Tim Riggins, who's still a friend. He lives in London. Flip Miller, who is one of the best trombone players. He doesn't play anymore, but he had some Frank Rosolino type of facility. And of course, our very good friend, my very good friend, and somebody who I have looked up to for many years, Jared Roden on bass trombone. The saxophones, Tom Meyer, Harry Miedema, Mark Radway, and Chuck Carter. I mean, it's a great, great lineup. Plus, you have Steve Ali, you have Royce Campbell, you have on bass, John Clayton for a lot of things, which is on in and of itself just an amazing thing. You also have Bill Mooring on bass. There's some conga players. John Von Olin on drums. And Royce Campbell, he's like one of the best guitar players I've ever, heard play and have lucky enough to have played with them. Jim Edison is on trumpet. Claude Sifferlin plays vibraphone. Our buddy Art Reiner plays vibes and timbales, and Chuck Carter sings a tune. Maybe we should listen to a Chuck Carter song right now, because I think that's pretty awesome. The joint is jumping. So let's listen to first Kariba, which is a tune that's still in the book, in Steve's book. Kariba is a Wes Montgomery tune, so it still has that Indianapolis connection. So we'll listen to Kariba, and then The Joint is Jumpin' by Chuck, or as sung by Chuck Carter. And he was just an amazing person and very, very fortunate that our paths crossed and that we got along so well. So here is from Steve Ali, John Von Olin, Chuck Carter, big band, is Kariba, and The Joint is Jumpin'.
They have a new expression along a Harlem way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. Get hip, joints jumping, it's really jumping. Come on cats and shake your hats, I mean this joint is jumping. Piano's thumping, dance is bumping. This here spot is more than hot, in fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapon at the door, be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor, grab anybody's daughter. Roof is rocking, neighbor's knocking. We're all bumped when the man comes, I mean the joint is jumping.
Downtown Blues by John Von Olin, Chuck Carter, and Steve Ollie. We heard Kariba and The Joint is Jumpin'. This is a live album, so it's pretty spectacular. I'm Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
And you're listening to WICR. And it just so happens that this week, WICR is currently conducting its Spring Listener Fund Drive. This is your chance to show your appreciation for this program and other unique programs on WICR by pledging on our website at wicr.org. When you pledge at various levels, we'll send you gifts such as CDs, cultural event tickets, or HD radios. The WICR Spring Listener Fund Drive is this week only, so don't wait. Public radio stations like WICR depend on funding from listeners like you. Make your pledge online at wicronline.org. That's wicronline.org. Thanks for your support of 88.7 WICR.
And we are not just saying that. We do really thank you for your support and supporting this jazz playing radio station. There are not too many of those around anymore, you know?
That's very true. And if it wasn't for you supporting WICR, we would have no venue for this weekly show.
Oh, my goodness. What would we do with ourselves?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, I don't want to find out, Matthew. So thank you, everybody, for pledging your support. And just to remind you what we're listening to tonight, we are listening to the music of Steve Ali. And in anticipation for the Steve Ali Big Band playing at the Jazz Kitchen on Saturday night for the Jazz Kitchen's 25th anniversary. Man, that's amazing. That's a whole lot of time, which is really cool. In honor of that, we're playing music from the Steve Ali Big Band. I mean, why not? I can't think of a reason why we wouldn't do that, quite honestly. So let's listen to a couple more tunes. I would love to play this beautiful tune called Burma. Steve traveled a lot, and so he has these different sounds. And we have to have him on the show and have him talk about the Siam and Burma and zebras and all these different sounds that he's collected, along with Claude and Frank Glover and Steve Korn and a few other people. What we're going to listen to at this moment, we're going to listen to It Could Happen to You. And then right after that, we'll listen to Burma. So this is from Steve Ali, John Von Olin, Chuck Carter Big Band. Steve Ali Big Band will be at the Jazz Kitchen Saturday night. Here is It Could Happen to You and Burma. Thank you. Could Happen to You, featuring trombonist Flip Miller, and then Burma from the Steve Ali, John Von Olin, Chuck Carter Big Band. WICR is currently conducting its Spring Listener Fund Drive. This is your chance to show your appreciation and support for this program and other unique programs on WICR by pledging on our website at wicronline.org. You could get lots of different gifts if you pledge at various levels, but it's this week only, so please don't wait. Public radio stations like WICR depend on funding from listeners like you. Make your pledge online at wicronline.org. That's wicronline.org. Thank you for your support, and we hope to see you out Saturday night at the Jazz Kitchen. We're going to end tonight's show with an awesome tune, one of my favorites on the track. It's called Showtime.
Have You Heard is recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album, Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on Facebook.com/Have You Heard Jazz, and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard.